This is my first week ever as a counselor.
This is Kylie Custer. She's from Las Vegas, Nevada, and graduated from Dixie State University last year. 2019 is her third summer as a counselor at EFY.
It was a great week. We had great kids. We had a big group. But Saturday morning came, and one of my girls came up to me and she said, "Kylie, I need to formally introduce myself to you." And I was thinking, we have been together all week. What do you mean you need to introduce yourself? And she said, "My name is so-and-so. I've actually been pretending to be my sister all week." And I had seen her other sisters that were there, and one of them definitely looked like her more because they were actually twins. But the situation, I guess, was that the girl that was supposed to be in my group didn't want to be alone her last year of EFY. So this sister took the bullet, switched, and I had no clue.
Being an EFY counselor means dealing with both the unexpected and the routine.
About 6 a.m., your alarm goes off and you hate the sound of it. You get ready as quick as you can because we have a meeting in the morning at 6:55. Right after that, you go straight into participant devotional. Then you do some announcements, then you go to breakfast, and then you go to gospel study. You walk a lot, 9 to 10 miles a day. So your legs get super, super tired. Then we head to Morningside. Tuesday and Wednesdays, we have classes that all the kids go to, and it is like herding cats. And then we have lunch, and Wednesdays are my favorite because it's just sandwiches. And it's literally the fastest lunch line. Depending there again on the day, after classes, after lunch, there's another set of classes. Then every day they have free time. A lot of them will go to like the MOA, the Creamery on 9th, the Wall, or go bowling. Some of them just go back to their dorm and sleep. And that's what I would do because I'm so tired all the time. They'll get back to, they'll eat dinner right after free time. They'll either go to the dance if it's Tuesday. They will go to games night if it's Wednesday. Thursday is kind of a different schedule. And then Friday is the best, but the worst, because it's your last day with your kids. And I hate it because I love my kids by Friday. Well, I love them on Monday too.
EFY, short for Especially for Youth, is a week-long seminar put on by Brigham Young University that focuses on teaching teenagers the principles of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For the attendees, EFY is 1 week of inspiration and fun. But for those working behind the scenes, planning for EFY begins a year in advance. This is Matthew Hyde, a program administrator with EFY.
A lot of people will ask me what I do for work. I tell them I work for EFY, and they, without fail, they say something like, "Was that like a summer job?" And I say, "Yeah, we all just show up in the summertime. We just show up, and 40,000 youth all registered for the place they want to go. That just happened. They all, and all the special requests that their moms have, all of those are just met. Oh yeah, it's crazy. 800 counselors, they're all just hire themselves. They train themselves, and then all the activities that they're supposed to implement and all the procedures and all the complex schedule, the contracts with the campuses all over the country, that all just does itself. It's really quite incredible." And then, of course, people feel kind of bad for asking, which isn't the intention, but it's kind of funny. Just people immediately realize and think, "Oh yeah, there's got to be so much that goes into this." A lot of it really is just logistics.
If you have to be on campus during EFY, you might find yourself caught in a storm of noisy teenagers. Matt says the library is a safe refuge where EFY participants never go, but he also says to give it a second thought before you lose your patience.
I totally get that it's maybe seems inconvenient, but I hope that students, even though it's still, you know, maybe annoying or awkward, just take a minute to realize what a beautiful thing it is. I mean, there's life on campus. There's excitement. Yeah, there's kids on the sidewalk, but there's kids. Just, you know, look at those kids and envision what background they might be coming from. This may be a kid from somewhere else in the United States who's the only LDS kid in his high school. So when you see that kid on the sidewalk blocking your path, just see him as maybe he's that kid who's having the time of his life and who's coming to Christ.
What goes into planning a successful EFY?
It's all in the name. That's what we always remind our employees. Everything that we do in this office is for the benefit of the youth, the participants who attend.
Speaking now is Phyllis Nielsen, a program administrator and hiring manager with EFY.
The objective of EFY is to strengthen the youth's commitment to live the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's a job full of miracles, too.
I was working with the financial aid aspects of EFY at that time. It was probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I was working with the branch president in the Miami, Florida area. He had once been an EFY counselor, and he knew that the youth in his branch, who were mostly Haitian refugees, would really benefit from the EFY program. EFY was being held in St. Petersburg, Florida at the time, and here he was in Miami. He, as a young, by young, I mean, he's like 35. He has a baby. Like, he's not established or anything, but he and his wife had actually paid out of their own pocket for many of these youth to go to EFY on their own. And then when they realized that there were some opportunities with financial aid, we were able to get more youth in. So he made arrangements with his young men's president, I believe, to drive a van of some young men. There were a variety of people who contributed to getting those youth to the program, which was, I believe, at least 5 hours away. While he was at home, he gets a phone call from his young men's president saying, the van broke down. Can you please send a tow truck or something? So this young branch president, he and his wife just knelt down and prayed. This young men leader and the young men in his van kneeled down and prayed. And shortly a tow truck came and picked them up, pulled them over, took them to a repair shop. The repairs were done, and they didn't charge them anything for the repair. They were able to get to EFY. They were a little late, and they got to EFY. When the young men's president got there, he was able to call the branch president and say, thank you so much for sending the tow truck. They didn't even charge us for the repair. And he said, I never called a tow truck. The experience of those youth was phenomenal, and those kinds of things happen all the time.
EFY can help youth strengthen their personal convictions, as well as lead to opportunities to share their beliefs. Here's Matthew Hyde again.
When I was a counselor, I had a participant who was just an awesome girl, and she just fit in with the rest, and my co-counselor came up to me Thursday morning and said, Katie is not a member of the church. And we had no idea. The entire week, she'd just been with the group, and she just fit in. And it completely changed our approach. And by the end of that day was our testimony meeting, and she actually bore her testimony. And it was the sweetest testimony, one of the sweetest testimonies I've ever heard, because it was just so pure. Back in that day, there was no social media. This was 14, 15 years ago. We lost contact, and I didn't see her again until I ran into her on BYU campus, like 5 years later. And I was like, here, you're a BYU student. That must mean you got baptized. Are you remember the church? She's like, yeah, I got baptized. I remember the church. Now she's been on a mission, married in the temple, and that she calls us her missionaries. And, you know, obviously the mission was a special experience, but to know that working EFY can be right up there. I mean, like I said, she calls us her missionaries. We're the ones who really taught her the gospel and helped her feel the Spirit the first time.
Kylie Custer, the EFY counselor, says that despite the stereotype of the extroverted, high-energy counselor, there's room for all personality types to become EFY counselors.
The biggest attribute or desire that an EFY counselor needs to possess is the desire to help youth come closer to Christ by showing them how to have uplifting experiences throughout their lives.
The schedule is exhausting, but counselors say it's all worth it.
Every day is the same in the way that we go, 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 go. Like, we're just constantly going all day. I thought I learned what charity was on my mission, but I feel I've learned so much more about it at EFY. And I keep coming back because of the youth. Every week, you think you can't love your youth as much as you did the week before, and each week, Heavenly Father just gives you that opportunity to do so, and He opens your heart.
Reporting for The Universe, I'm Joseph Carson. Thanks to Kevin McLeod for the music in this story.